Hey, it's Lori. I want to talk to you today about speaking and being an affiliate. When you're invited to be on somebody's virtual stage, or whether it's a stage that you arrive at and get up in front of real live people, it's really important to be able to talk to your community and let them know about what it is that you're doing. So I want to tell you about something that just happened to me. I was asked to speak at a very prestigious virtual summit. I'm very excited about it. And it's by an amazing copywriter. And it's a great group of experts, right? So what happens is, it's cool because it's by a copywriter, so I know the copy's gonna be good. And the copy was fabulous. I could have just sent it out like I do. But I didn't, because I have a personal connection with my community. And I wanted it to sound more like it's from me. And of course, if it sounds more like it's from you, people are going to read it, right? They're going to be engaged much more so than if it's a standard piece of copy. And as a copywriter and as an event promoter myself, I got to tell you, when you're writing affiliate copy, it's much better. It sounds better if you tweak it for yourself, for your own people. So here's a couple of lessons I want to show you about correcting copy or making it more personalized. So I'm going to put on my Ginger Quinn glasses. So what happens is, generally you'll get swipe copy. If it's a good event, they'll send you some swipe copy. There'll be a few different subject lines usually to choose from. And in this case, they were very smart because they sent out copy just for affiliates and copy for the speakers. Because when you're the speaker, you're a different person, right? You come from a different viewpoint. So, for example, when I start looking at all of this copy, it's, you can't see, but this is the original copy. Don't look too hard. And the first order link doesn't show up till here, right? So that's on the second page. And that's not terrible. I mean, if you've got a good story going on, you have good rapport going, that's cool. When I redid it, it shows up here, see? So it's much higher above the fold, or hopefully above the fold. Now, it may not make it above the fold, but it's faster. So what I did was I just took out a lot of extraneous stuff that I didn't feel like my people would connect with right away. Now, it wasn't that it was bad copy, and that's the hardest thing in the world, is to cut copy that you know is good copy, but just for the sake of the whole product as a whole, that you sometimes need to do that. So unfortunately, I cut out almost all of this, and I started here. Of course, that's the first start of mine. Okay, his starts right here. Here. This is where my opening starts, right here. I cut all the rest out. Can you see that? All of this I cut. And I started here and I changed it a little, because what you have to do when you're writing to your community is you've got to sit in their seat as if you're having that experience with them. And so one of the main things that I did was I changed the point of view. So it was from me, rather than all the speakers. Because, for example, let me read to you what I'm talking about. So this isn't a pitch fest, yay. And what it says is talking about the speakers. This is on the original copy. They are answering his questions as he systematically dismantles the way they think about marketing and copywriting, of undercovering their unconscious competencies, the patterns these masters may not even recognize themselves, right? So I'm one of those masters. So what I did was I changed it to this. It's not a pitch fest, but we are answering Ray's questions as he systematically dismantles the way we each think about marketing and copywriting. These are patterns that many masters often don't even recognize themselves. So I didn't see a need to continue on beating that horse, because I made my point. And then I said, here's how Ray works, because I want you to know you're part of my community. I know this person. I just said his name. Oh my gosh, I wasn't planning to do that. But it's okay. Because it's actually a very good summit. So at any rate, he asks expert guest seemingly innocent questions, and he quietly begins unwinding each copywriting and marketing master's core beliefs and uncommon practices. So that's the same thing that he has. That's his copy, frankly. But so what I'm trying to get across to you is basically you just need to sit in the reader's position and imagine they have 5,000 things going on around the world at the same time. You know, Brangelina just broke up. There's a new bombing. There's, some elephants that need to be rescued. There's all kinds of, you have to pick your kids up at school. You need to make a dentist appointment. There's all these things going around in people's heads all the time. And you're asking for a little sliver of a window for them to connect with you. So it's very, very important that you come from where they're at and sort of use copywriting ventriloquism, and then you're sure to connect with your people and get the kind of results you want.